Okay, this is Elizabeth Caputo for my podcast for my Intro to Media Studies class. I'm here today with my roommate, Brianna Cross, and I think today we are going to talk about which is better, Xbox or Nintendo.
Oh, God.
So, I'm just going to go ahead and start this off with my point. I'm in favor of Xbox. I've had Xbox consoles my whole life, and so it's just pretty, I'm pretty dedicated to them. Dedicated, Microsoft computers, all of that fun stuff.
I have a Microsoft computer.
Yeah. But Nintendo doesn't make computers, so.
No.
So my favor for Xbox is they don't come out, with the exception of some of the parts of the Xbox One that I'm still trying to figure out, I think Nintendo consoles, they come out with so many that it gets confusing sometimes.
Yeah.
So, Brie, what's your take?
Well, I'm a Nintendo fan because I've had Nintendo since I was little. Well, I grew up with Nintendo and my dad grew up with Nintendo. I don't know. It's not that hard to figure out. Most of the Nintendo now is, like, kid-based, so it's really easy to figure out. Unless you get into the more advanced games. But those are games, not the actual console.
I will say for Nintendo that I just bought a 3DS, and it is pretty, it's pretty interesting, but I would have to agree with your stating that they are making them more kid-based now.
They're child-based.
They, I've noticed on the new Nintendo 3DS that I have, they've colored the buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't just say A, B, X, and Y anymore. They are specific colors to the buttons.
Yeah.
And that's probably geared more towards children who see the colors instead of the letters.
And some of the games now are more child-based, too. I mean, unless they're, like, diehard franchises that have been here since the 80s, the newer games are
Legend of Zelda.
Like, The Legend of Zelda. Okay, we won't bring up that. Most of the games are kid-based, too. Like, they come out with, like, Nintendogs, and they have other games that are similar in the sense that you make a avatar and you play the avatar, and it's just a bunch of good games like that.
I like Nintendogs.
I know you like Nintendogs. We played it when we were in middle school.
Yeah. So, back in favor of Xbox.
I will say, though, I like the Xbox games because it's more of an adult world. Like, you can, like, okay, for example, I've played Elder Scrolls on your Xbox. That's more of an adult adventure game, whereas Legend of Zelda is, if a kid was dedicated enough, they could figure it out, whereas Elder Scrolls, I don't think a kid could figure that out.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with that.
Yeah.
Nintendo, I think, has its nostalgia of being one of those systems, you know, that
we had when we were kids.
Yeah, we had when we were kids.
It was the
and
characters we had when we were kids. Like, it was just,
I think that's one of the things is they're keeping it to where it's geared towards kids. Like,
yeah,
it's what we played
it's
when
we
were kids, so they're keeping it what they're,
I can agree with that, yeah,
they're keeping to where they were kids. While the Xbox, I mean, I have been playing Xbox my whole life. The Xbox One, I mean, it's been out for a while now, but I've just recently bought one. And I think that sucker's pretty hard to figure out the first few times you work
it. It's not really user, I mean, it's user-friendly, but it's not, like, as user-friendly as a game console that's geared toward kids is, if that makes sense.
But I would have to agree that the Xbox is more for adults.
Yeah,
more,
their games are more,
more adult-based.
Yeah, their games are more, like, the M and up-rated games. It's not, like, E for everyone all the time.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Okay, well, Brie, thanks for being with me here today. Thanks for giving your input.
No problem.
All right, and this is the end of the podcast for Elizabeth Caputo.